July 11th, Holland.
Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauradhishe Namah Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Yam Pratyajan Samanupe Samanupe Krishan Dvi Pāyano Vidaha Pātariyādiha Kutreti Tanmaitaya Tarvokhe Tantarvabhokarjayam Nima Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Nadimani Kayaadiha Iti Vidyaya Radhe Tannema Bhaktyabhinaya Aparata Siddhanta Kamaadita Kriyamayin Kaun Sharanam Prapanna Vijayu Vatke Sharanam.
First of all, my millions of humble friends of Pranam in the Lord's feet of my Paramanathasam Siddhu Paspadma Om Vishnu Parashitma Bhakti Prasana Kusama. In the same in the Lord's feet of my Thikha Guru, Om Vishnu Parash Shishimat Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Now we are explaining the Rath Yatra Festival. So please, if he can come in Vrindavan, then you will be satisfied, you will be satisfied. And then they took Krishna on their mind chariot and coming to Vrindavan. That is why Shaito Paranat Painu Jaha Lagi Matan Dhan. After long time, long separation, we have met our wife or most beloved Krishna. We were burning in the far separation of separation. Now we have. And especially now they are happy that Krishna is going to Vrindavan with them in their night service. And then it became midday. All that dancing and singing विश्वास अब जगन्नाथ प्रदेश में रख लिया। जय जगन्नाथ, जय सुभद्रा, जय बलदेव और जय सिंह। तो नाउ ऑल दैट ऑलमोस्ट टायर्ड के चंद महाप्रभु ऑल्सो टायर्ड युवाज डांसिंग एट ए टाइम इन सेवन पार्टी एट ए टाइम विथ सेवन मनी सन पर्सन की प्रताप रुद्र महाराजा की भैया वाई साथ हम भट्ट एंड ही टोल्ड टू साथ हाउ वंडरफुल दैट इन वन बॉडी एंड ही डांसिंग इन सेवन एट ए टाइम हाउ देन ही टोल्ड दैट यू आर वेरी लकी टू सी यू एंड देन ऑल बिगन टू ऑफर आई कैन यू नो कोकोनट एंड सो मेनी टाइप्स ऑफ स्वीट फ्रॉम फॉर अवे एंड जगन्नाथ वाज टेकिंग बाई वर्ड नॉट बाई हैंड बाई आई थी अबाउट 20 लैक्स ऑफ डिवोटी हाउ मच हाउ मेनी पर्सन वेर परफेक्ट एंड आफ्टर ऑफरिंग दे आर टेकिंग प्रसाद महाप्रभु आर टायर्ड सो ही केम टू आई टोटा नियर बाई वेर ऑल काइंड ऑफ टॉक्स एंड स्टोन्स ऑफ होल वर्ल्ड कैन बी फॉर्म एंड दे आर ऑफर्ड टू जगन्नाथ प्रभु तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु when he was tired and all were taking prasadam, Mahaprabhu went to a tree and on the root he was meditating. He was not in sin. In that note, that I am bringing Krishna from Dwarka, I am bringing him. In this book and tears were coming sometimes Sakshit Vikara and then in the time Sadhan told to now this is the time in a very simple grace in one dhoti only one half nearing and half and go and sing in a very pathetic melody Gopi is here and Mahaprabhu he went carefully and got it
ध्यानतिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादि घोर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो फॉर द पास्ट फ्यू डेज वी हैव बीन सो फॉर्चुनेट टू बी ड्रिंकिंग द नेक्टर दैट हैज एमिनेटेड फ्रॉम द लोटस माउथ ऑफ आवर बिलोवेड गुरुदेव on Ratha Yatra Lila Katha of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have heard how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed this Rath Yatra in the mood of Srimati Radharani. That actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Actually, he is Nanda Nandan Sri Krishna, the son of Nandan Yashoda in Vrindavan, Brajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar. But now he has taken this golden complexion and the bhav, the transcendental loving moods of Srimati Radharani. And the whole deep secret of Rath Yatra Leela being revealed to us by Srila Gurudev, as he is repeating the words of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, to teach the deep meaning of Rath Yatra, how this Rath Yatra festival performed by Mahaprabhu is really the mood of the gopis meeting Krishna at Kurukshetra after a very, very long time. And how their hearts are breaking in separation mood. And how they are longing to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enacting this pastime of dancing in front of the Rath Yatra cart of Lord Jagannath, he is completely in this exact mood of Srimati Radhika. His heart and his soul is the heart and soul of Srimati Radhika. So as we hear about his dancing in front of Lord Jagannath, his ecstatic manifestations, how he is jumping so high in the air and crashing to the ground, how his eyes were like syringes, squirting out oceans of tears, wetting everyone around him, and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so much enwrapped in Jagannath Dev that even Jagannath became completely awestruck by his dancing. Because Jagannath is Krishna and Mahaprabhu is Sri Radha. And so Krishna is stunned. Sometimes his cart stops moving. And sometimes no one can pull this Jagannath cart. Only Mahaprabhu can pull it. No one else, even elephants. So sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes behind the cart of Jagannath when no one can push this huge cart, and he places his head against the cart. And then, just by pushing with his head, the entire cart starts moving. So many miraculous, astonishing, adbhuta, wonderful pastimes he exhibited. So after dancing and dancing, as Srila Gurudev described, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the midday section of the Rath Yatra parade. And there was a garden nearby to there. And there was a garden which Srila Gurudev described, that Lord Jagannath stopped at that place, and from all directions, thousands, hundreds of thousands, lakhs and lakhs of devotees brought so many offerings of bhog, so many fruits and flowers, so many cooked preparations. And they offered to Lord Jagannath from all directions, with no formalities. Simply they came and they offered to Jagannath. And Jagannath Dev accepted all of these offerings. And after this performance, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he felt very tired and he went into this garden. Very sweet atmosphere in this garden. Like Vrindavan atmosphere. And Mahaprabhu was completely absorbed in this mood. And when he came into the garden, he was feeling just as Srimati Radharani had felt when Krishna had left for Mathura and gone away from Vrindavan. And he was deeply absorbed in this heartbreaking moods of separation. So in this way he laid down on a very beautiful place underneath a tree in this garden, and along with him so many of his associates surrounded in different directions, Advaita Charja and all these other Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas, they also laid down to rest here and there. And Gurudev is describing that at this opportune time, a very wonderful opportunity came to the king of Jagannath Puri, Maharaj Prataparudra. So Maharaj Prataparudra, he was a very, very great Vaishnava. And from the time that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, Maharaj Pratapuruja became aware of his divine personality. And he had full faith in him that actually he is the Supreme Lord himself, Sri Krishna, who has descended into this world to distribute his causeless, unlimited mercy and save all the jiva souls. So as all the Vaishnavas came from far and wide to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also Maharaj Pratapuruja, he desired to meet directly with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he expressed this desire to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and the associates of Mahaprabhu. But when they approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they told him, oh, the king, he wants to meet with you and he wants to fall at your lotus feet and receive your mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very stern. And he said, I refuse to meet with him. He is a king. What is a king? That means a person who's always associated with so much materialistic paraphernalia, so much money, so many women, and material enjoyments. So I will not meet such a materialistic person. And then they try to describe to Mahaprabhu that, oh, but Maharaj Pratapuruja, actually, he is a very great devotee and he has full faith in your lotus feet. And then Mahaprabhu said, doesn't matter, he is a king. And even this word king, it is like a snake. Even if you remove the fangs and the poison from a poisonous snake, oh, it was still so dangerous. So I will not meet with him. And no matter how hard they try to request Mahaprabhu, he still remained firm, and even he told, if you keep on asking me, then I will leave here, Jagannath Puri, and I will go to Awalnath. So then the devotees, they understood that Mahaprabhu was enacting this pastime to teach everyone that one should be very careful to associate with materialistic persons. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understood, because he is the Supreme Lord Krishna, and he understood that Maharaj Pratapuruja was a great Vaishnava, but still he wanted to show the example, never to associate with materialistic persons. And eventually there was another arrangement made by the associates of Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu himself, he allowed that the son, the young son of Maharaj Pratapuruja, could come and he could meet with him. So one day that boy came dressed in a very beautiful garments, looking like a beautiful cowherd boy. And when he came to meet Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu actually became overwhelmed and it stimulated his transcendental love for Krishna. Oh, and then he embraced this boy. And when the boy was embraced, he became overwhelmed with love for Krishna and he began to chant, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So after this, he went back to his father. And when Maharaj Pratapuruja embraced his son, he also felt this embrace of Mahaprabhu. So in a certain way, Mahaprabhu was showing Maharaj Pratapuruja that he was giving his mercy, but only partially. So then, now the Rathayatra festival was taking place. And Maharaj Pratapuruja, at the beginning of this Rathayatra festival, he showed, in the midst of these thousands and thousands of people, he showed to the whole world that I may be king, but who is really the king? Who is really the ruler? The ruler of all, the whole universe, that is Jagannath Dev. And I am simply the menial servant of Jagannath. So, as tradition went, the king of Puri would come and sweep the ground with a broom with a golden handle. And he would sweep in front of Lord Jagannath as he was being taken from the temple and placed upon the Rathayatra cart. And in this way, when Mahaprabhu saw that Maharaj Pratapuruja was sweeping in this way, then his heart also began to melt some more for Maharaj Pratapuruja. And then as the kirtan began, and Mahaprabhu formed 7 kirtan parties with great personalities singing and dancing within these parties, like Haridas Thakur, Advaita Charya, and Vasudev Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh. And in this way, these kirtan parties, 4 parties were in front of Lord Jagannath's cart, and 1 party on each side of his cart, and 1 party in the rear. And there were thousands and thousands of devotees who were responding to the singing and chanting in each party. And Mahaprabhu began to dance and sing in one party, but then as Maharaj Pratapanuga was watching this scene, he saw that Mahaprabhu was not only singing and dancing in one party, but actually simultaneously he was manifested in each one of the seven parties and he was singing. And Maharaj Pratapanuga thought, what am I seeing here? Is this real or is this an illusion? But then Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya also confirmed to him, yes, you are seeing. Mahaprabhu is allowing you to see this transcendental manifestation of himself. Just as Sri Krishna had danced with the gopis in Ras Lila, and he himself manifested thousands and millions of forms, and he was dancing one Krishna in between every two gopis. And in this way, millions of manifestations in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in Ratha Yatra and simultaneously dancing in each party, moving very, very fast. Sometimes he would move so fast that it was like a firebrand. If you have a stick with fire at the end, and in the darkness you swing it around in a circle, then it looks like one circle from this. Mahaprabhu is moving so quickly like this. And Maharaj Pratapanuga was able to see this. So now, when Mahaprabhu came to this garden of Aitoka, this is the Jagannath Kalapa Gardens, and he was lying underneath this tree. Now, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya instructed him, now is your chance. Mahaprabhu's heart has actually melted for you. He very much wants to give you his mercy. So now you should go, and you should very stealthily, very quietly, you should approach him, and you should take off your royal dress and garments, and you should put on the simple, simple garments of a Vaishnava, dhoti kurta like this, and you should very humbly go into the garden, and then it will be easy for you to approach Mahaprabhu, because now he is in the mood of separation from Krishna, and you should go there, and you should sing in a very beautiful and sweet voice the beautiful songs which were sung by the Braja Gopis when Krishna had disappeared from the Ras Lila dance, and he had gone wandering here and there in the forest, and all the gopis were searching everywhere to try and find him. And after they could not find him, and after they met Srimati Radharani, well then they came to the bank of the Jamuna and they sang the gopi geet. So you should go there, because if you sing this, well then Mahaprabhu will be very, very pleased. So now Maharaj Pratapanuga, he followed this instruction, and he took the dust of the lotus feet of Advaitacharya and all the other Vaishnavas. And now with their permission and their blessings, he very quietly came and approached Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was lying there, asleep, but not really asleep. He was in a trance. He was completely absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And when Maharaj Pratapanuga came there, he came and sat at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now very gently, he began to stroke the feet of Mahaprabhu, and he began to sing in a very sweet voice, with total moods of emotion and bhav, the songs of the gopis. Jayati Kedikam Janmana Braja Shrayata Indira Shashvaratrahi Dayata Drishyatam Dikshutavakas Tvai Dhritasavas Tvam Vichinvate. This is the introductory verse of the Gopi Geet. Here the Braja Gopis, they're glorifying Krishna. And they're saying to Krishna that it is because of your birth in this land of Braja that this land of Braja has become so glorious. Even the goddess of fortune herself, she is living here always in Braja, where all of her opulences are unlimitedly manifested here, and she wants to do seva to you by decorating your holy birthplace, your holy dham, for the pleasure of your lotus feet and all of your Brijvasis. And we are searching everywhere, our dearly beloved, our Dayata. We have been searching everywhere throughout the forest, trying to find you. But alas, We have not been able to see you anywhere, no matter how hard we have tried. Please, please, give us your mercy, and please reveal yourself to us. So in this way, as he began to sing the Gopi Geet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was listening to these beautiful shlokas being sung by him, one after the other after the other. And Mahaprabhu became stimulated in ecstatic love of Krishna. And now he began to sit up, and he was wondering, who is this personality? He requested this king, "Oh, who are you that you have come and you have given me this wonderful nectar?" And the king said, "I am only the servant of the servant of the servant of your servants. I am no one." And then Mahaprabhu kept listening. And then the king began to sing some more of the verses from Gopi Geet. And he sang the famous verse, "Tava katam ritam tatta jivanam kaviriditam kalma shapaham shravana mangalam srinadatatam guri grinanti je bhurita janaha." Here the gopis are telling Krishna, "Tava katam ritam tatta jivanam." For all those souls in this world who are burning and suffering from all the miseries in this world, the threefold miseries, and they are finding no relief, oh, your katam ritam, your wonderful transcendental nectar of your pastimes, by hearing them, their whole souls will be cooled and relieved from the burning fire of this material existence. The great sages and all the saintly persons, they have described your glories. Just by hearing all of your glories, all sinful reactions will immediately become mitigated from the heart. One will be purified because you have yourself told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimbatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana. Anyone who hears your transcendental message, you yourself, in the form of Harikatha, will be cleansing their hearts. So, Shravana Mangalam, Srimad Atakam. Oh, there, all of these wonderful narrations are the top most auspicious possible narrations that anyone can hear with their ears. They are full of transcendental potency. And Buddhi Dajana, anyone who sings these wonderful topics, they are the greatest, most munificent welfare workers in the whole world, in the whole universe. So in this way, Mahaprabhu is hearing these beautiful shlokas by the gopis, and his bhavs were rising in his heart. And when he heard Maharaj Katagudra singing in this way, he began to cry out,
"One gopi also explain which is smoking another meaning. What meaning?
Yes. There actually, the Braja Gopis, there is a general meaning to the songs that they have sung. That general meaning is what I just explained, the direct meaning. But there is also another indirect meaning that they actually spoke when they spoke these verses. And our Vaishnavacharyas have shown us that the moods of the gopis were revealed within these Sanskrit words. So, tava katam ritam, tapta jivanam. Here it is saying, tava katam ritam, that your kata is amrita. It is transcendental nectar.
No.
But I'm saying, that's what the general meaning is.
So you have, now you know.
But the Braja gopis, when they say these same words, actually what they are telling is tava kata mritam. Mritam means death. Your topics, your subject matter, all of your transcendental pastimes, anyone who hears them, this will cause them to die. They will be killed by these pastimes. This is actually what they are telling. Because what happens, just like what happened to us, we heard your transcendental nectar of your pastimes, and then what happened? We became victims, just like a hunter who goes into the forest, and with his weapons, he kills so many innocent animals. And he ruins their lives. In the same way, through your kata is nirtam, because it actually will make everyone attached to you, so much so that they will leave everything, their happy life in their homes, their relationships with their mothers and fathers, their husbands and wives, with their children. They will forget about everything. They will leave everything behind, and their whole lives will become ruined. They'll become like street beggars, and their whole lives will be ruined. And then like us, even if they want to forget you, they will become so victimized by your sweet Harikatha that, oh, they will never be able to give you up and think about anything else. So we are directly warning that all the Kavis, they have spoken wrongly, they have lied. Actually, your Katha is Mirtam. It will not liberate us. It will make us more slaves of your Katha. And then we will never be able to get out of this situation ever. So, in this way, the Vajragopis, they have this intense mood. These are the highest moods of Mahabhav Prem that they are expressing. Apparently contradictory moods. But within all these songs of the gopis, these hidden meanings are there. And so, in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was hearing this nectar, and his moods of Gopi Bhav and Radha Bhav were reaching very highest states. And when he felt these wonderful emotions, and he saw this person singing these songs, then he said to him, Buddha, Buddha, Buddha. And he sat up and he embraced him. Buddha means, oh, you are so magnanimous. You are so wonderful. You are so charitable. And then, at that time, he told him, I am just a sannyasi. I have nothing, no material possessions in this world. But I am so indebted to you. You have come and you have narrated this sweet, sweet Harikatha. So now, what I must do is I must give you something. But all that I have is my own embrace. So I will embrace you. And now he embraced Maharaj Prataparudra. And Maharaj Prataparudra's whole life and soul was completely satisfied finally, after longing for years that Mahaprabhu would give him his mercy. So in this way.
Thank you.
Just you are listening about Gopi Gita slok. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kaviriritam kalma sapaham sabaramangalam simadatatam bhudinantite bhuridajanaha. Actually, all these words are minimum 2 minutes. But Gurudev emphasizes this point, Simadatatam. If Gurudev allow me, then I can explain all the words to different meanings. But only Gurudev emphasizes the Simadatatam. The first meaning, Simadatatam, who will take shelter of Sri Krishna and glorify his Harikatha. Then what will be result? Simad Atatam, his opulence, his beauty, everything will increase day by day. But gopis, especially the Sapaksha gopis, means Radhika's party's gopis are telling Simad Atatam. She means Sundarja, means beauty. She means opulence. What will be? Atatam means to cut away. Who will take your shelter? Who will destroy your Harikatha? His sri will go away forever. Means his opulence and beauty will go away. We are the witness. We have taken up your shelter. Always we have glorified you. Always we live with you. What happened? Today, nothing with us. Even if some will come, to ask some, beg something. We have not even any dry chickpeas to give them as a house. So we are the witness. We have taken a shelter and speak about you. They are all opponents, all civil goers. Srimad Atatam, because Atma is too many, so one to increase, another to cut away. Srimad Atatam, who will be not TJ Bhunizajana? Who is in this world? We are in this world. Despair about you, and what and they are the greatest donor. Buddhita means greatest, Janam means persons. But Gopis are telling, Buddhita Janaha, whoever despair about you, they are not greatest donor. Who are they? Buddhita. Buddhi means greatest, Da means slaughterer. Whoever despair about you, they are the greatest satara in this world. So, don't listen to Krishna Katha. We will come to you and want to despise you. Please come. We will despise about Krishna. You have not to pay any fees. And even Mahaprasad is free of cost. Have not free of your choice. Our Goswami Bhagavan was saying, don't come. Why? If you come and stay in Mahaprabhu's death, then you never pull it back anymore. So you have to be like Sri Bhagavan, like gopis. So you have to be careful. Our Guru Bhagavan has told that if someone is coming, their dress is sattar torop. They have tikranti, means three neck beads, tilak on their forehead. They have sikha on the top of their head. Don't trust them. If you come in their trap, then your life will be ruined like gopis. That means if you want to success in your life, and if you want to be happy forever, must have to surrender and the bona fide Gurudev and your good guidance and good association, then your life will be successful. Then your Krishna bhajan will be complete, and then you can be one day either guidance of gopis, and you can serve divine couple like gopis. Hare Krishna. Bancha Bhagavatam Bhaktisita.
Narandasya Gyananjana Savataya Chatsurin Vidhanyena Tasmai Sri Guru Nenama. Should we have asked me to express some other aspects of the Rathi Yatra festival?
No.
Just after that?
What became of Pratapa Rudra and Mahaprabhu? Hearing Mahaprabhu embraced him
and some of his bobs came into the heart of King Pratapurudra, and they both embraced and they both fainted. And King Pratapurudra realized many of the loving moods of Srimati Radhika for Sri Krishna, moods of Srimati Radhika and the gopis for Krishna. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what you mean beyond that.
Then Mahaprabhu was waiting with Radha mood. Tears coming. He did not know that who is messaging him and who is doing that song, Tavaka Thamuka. But anyhow, he was so pleased that he embraced him and told, who are you that you are giving nectar to drink? And he became so happy, Mahaprabhu. And then at once he showed him the asparagus root
like Sankh Chakra Gada Padma with Krishna, or it may be in Jagannath way, he showed. And then he knew that he is himself Krishna. And after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, don't tell anyone, keep in your heart. And then Raja Hino Jnana Kabu Nathoja Pratas. Antare Sakala Jnana in Bahiru. Mahaprabhu was, as we told, he knew that he is a great bhakta. But he was king. We should not meet the king, sannyasis. But now we are going to meet them. They are not coming to us, but we go. Oh, this is not good for sannyasis. So Mahaprabhu, by this story, is teaching us and setting an example that if you go to house or palace of a king, you will see his so many enjoying opulences. And then you will see his queens, and then you will be attached, and a mood will come that I should have all these. So for sannyasi brahmacharya, that's what that means. They should meet only high class of Vaishnava. And then, all took some prasadam, Mahaprabhu and his all followers, and other gentle persons, and now it became somewhat third prahar. Coolness came, then all began to pull the fabric. But not an inch it was going. Then 4, 5, 6 elephants were given there, and began to pull, but they also could not pull. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and told that, oh, take the elephants away. And then he, from behind, he took his head there and began to pull, and at once rush with a great wild hoot, it began to run. And after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes going on front of her and going kirtan, but Rath used to stop there. When Mahaprabhu was going, then Rath was also going. Abhay Rath chale dhige dhige. But when Mahaprabhu used to become behind chariot, then Rath was not proceeding. Oh, why? Why? Jagannath was seeing that, oh, where is Radhika? She is not coming, so he stopped his Rath. And anyone cannot pull elephants and thousands and billions of persons. But again, when he used to come, and then Rath used to go forward. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed so many appearances. Then, anyhow, in the evening, Rath reached Sundarasa, that is Vrindavan. It was coming from Dwarka, Akshetra,
So, Jagannath Puri is Dwarka. Or you may tell in some sense you accept it. But not Vrindavan. Never Vrindavan. Vrindavan is where? Navadvip. Navadvip is Vrindavan. Anywhere not written that Jagannath Puri is Vrindavan. Though Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Gambhira, he states Radhaya Pare Vanna. Everything. But why Navadvip is told Vrindavan, not this? Because there is so happiness. This past tense only can hear Sarup Dharma of the Raya Ramananda. Sikhi Meti. Oh, how? So anyone can. But in Navadvip Leela, but from Sachi Maya. He is going to school. Jagannath sometimes becomes angry to beat him. Jagannath. Because so many ladies complaining, so many teachers and friends there complaining against our people's war. That time they are taking bath and meditating, and he takes water from mouth and food. So many sweet water. So there is no appetite like Krishna Leela in Braja. So this is more higher than Jagannath. And also more than Godavari, where Rasaraj Mahabhav was more higher than Jagannath. But this is not called Vrindavan. Now, cut raised to Sundarasa, that is Vrindavan. And now it is fifth day. Hera Panchami. Hera Panchami. Lakshmi. Then Bimla Devi. So they can one. Plus Jagannath has done. He has not taken permission for me. And he has done. And anyhow he knew that he has done too. Vrindavan. Why he hidden me? And then he took so many, as you would say, Lakshmi. And with the sticks and so many things. Oh, with the drums. Oh, and in denial. Right, writing on the chariot seat. And what became? Who is there? Tell you?
Jnana-hiri-andasya Jnana-hanjana-shvakaya Chakshu-vandari-tangyena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva. Shri Gurudeva has instructed me to explain some of the pastimes. Hera Panchami. This festival comes 5 days after, as Shri Gurudeva has explained, 5 days after Jagannath has left Jagannath Puri and gone to Sundaraksha, Gundicha Mandir. Lakshmi becomes very angry. Why has Jagannath gone to Vrindavan? There's nothing in Vrindavan. Sticks, some stones, some flowers, nothing. No riches. So she becomes worried. Why he's left? We have so much opulence. So she makes a great display of opulence. And she brings all her attendants and they come to, practically it's like attacking Jagannath. So this is a traditional festival. And Kashi Mishra instructed Pratapa Maharaj, oh, Ratharatha festival was so opulent, but you should make Harapanchami festival more opulent, so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be very pleased. Pratapa Maharaj, he emptied his treasury. I know hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of attendants for Lakshmi. Beautifully dressed, so many chamaras, bands, very, very opulent display. And first of all, they came and they attacked the Ratka, beating it with sticks. Already there had been a special place for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. So they were standing and they were watching the display. They were laughing so much. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, I've never seen man like this before. In Vrindavan, there are different kinds of man. I've heard in Dwarka, Satyabhama sometimes, she takes off her ornaments, takes off her beautiful clothes, puts on rags, goes to her anger room, and scratches the floor and she becomes sulky. But I've never seen anything like this before. He turned to Saradamada and he asked Saradamada to explain. Saradamada began explaining the moods of Braj and different kinds of man in Braj. And Srila Gurudev has explained that man is very, very high mood. It comes after sneha, rag, or pranay. Pranay means that lover and beloved have become like one. They don't feel any difference. Like two lotuses on the same stem. So close. At that time then, as pranay develops, then it becomes man. So it's a very intimate mood, not like anger in the material world, where two people become angry and they separate, they never speak to each other again. But in Braj, man means that the heroine knows that the hero is so attached, more attached, like two people, he must come. So man is very important because it increases Krishna's eagerness to meet with the gopi. Saradamada began to explain this. At the same time, Shivas Thakur, he was seeing a big procession. Shivas Thakur, he worships Lakshmi Narayan. So Lakshmi is his worshipable deity. He began cheering, oh, look at this good display, very nice. See Lakshmi, see the opulence. And then he began criticizing Braj. And what is there in Braj? Some sticks, some stones, they don't have proper jewels. Gopis, they just have flowers. They don't have nice decorations. Just some minerals and Govardhan. Ah, nothing compared with Lakshmi. See my Lakshmi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was listening, he was smiling. Then he turned to Saradamada. Saradamada and Braj is Lalita Sakhi. Pure Braj mood. So Lalita, Saradamada turned to Shiva Thakur. He said, oh, you don't know my Vrindavan. Don't you know? Chintamani, Chintamani, Prakara Sadhanasu, Kalpa Vriksha, Lakshavritesha. In Vrindavan, the whole earth is made of wish fulfilling gems. And what is left to desire? Because the gopis have no desire. They take these wonderful wish fulfilling gems and they make anklets out of them, bracelets for their ankle bells, because they make very sweet sound when they're dancing. It attracts Krishna's mind. Kalpa Vriksha, on this land of wish-fulfilling gems, this forest and forest and forest, Kalpa Vriksha, these trees fulfill all desires. But the gopis don't care for the Kalpa Vriksha trees. They just take the flowers and they decorate themselves. They're not interested in fulfilling so many desires. And then, Surabhi Rabhi Palayantam. The cows also, they're not ordinary cows. But they're also giving milk and wish fulfilling. They're fulfilling all the desires of the devotees. So, Saradamada said that, you don't know the opulence of my Vrindavan. Actually, Vrindavan is full of opulence. But it's always covered with sweetness. In the Guru Nanak has explained, as Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has explained that if you have a big pot of milk boiling, and there's a piece of grass, dried straw in the milk, so sometimes coming to the surface and then again going down. Sometimes coming to the surface and again going down. So in the sweetness of Braj, the opulence is like this, it's always covered by sweetness. But actually the opulence in Russia, more than the opulence in Dwarka. Gurudev gives the example, when Krishna was a tiny baby, Putana came. Putana was not ordinary witch, like fairy story witch. Kamsa, he had the strength of 10,000 elephants. Very, very powerful. And before Krishna was born, Kamsa was fighting with Putana. And Putana was so powerful, Kamsa had to give him, he said, stop, stop, stop. We'll be like brother and sister. I'll protect you, you can protect me. And therefore, Kamsa sent Putana to Vrindavan to kill Krishna, baby Krishna. When Krishna sucked Putana's breath, she was pulling. Oh, get off, get off, get off. Pulling and pulling. But even she was so strong, she couldn't pull off Krishna. Just tiny baby. But when Mother Yashoda is looking after the milk, Krishna's sucking Mother Yashoda's breast, and the milk begins to boil over on the stove. Oh, I have to save the milk. Gurudev says, Krishna's hanging on like a little monkey. With his arms, he's got his arms around Mother Yashoda. With his legs also. And his mouth. And like this, holding on. And Mother Yashoda picks up the water and spit out. So there's so much opulence. Krishna is so powerful. The money you showed is so powerful, but it's covered by sweetness. It looks like ordinary pastime. Krishna says, what happened? I just sucked the breast and she fell down again. The whirlwind demon came up in the air. Krishna caught onto his neck. I was just talking on to me. Fell down and smashed into pieces. What can I do? So like this, then Srivast Thakur began to change his mood and he came because actually Srivast Thakur is like Narad Muni. But there are different manifestations of Narad Muni. There's Narad Muni also in Vaikuntha. Narad Muni also in Braj, see pastimes there. And Madhu Mangala is also Narad Muni. So then Srivast Thakur, he came in the mood of Madhu Mangala. He began, I can't do it. He began making a funny sound. He's laughing. Oh, very good, very good. So like this, Saradamana Goswami, he began to explain the different kinds of heroin, different kinds of man in Braj. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he was hearing Saradamana's very, very sweet katha, he was entering into all these moods and relishing all the moods, Braj moods, coming from Srila Saradamana Goswami. So in this way, they were relishing and enjoying Harapanchami Festival.
Thank you.